What I meant to say, did I say planet? Oh, well, it was supposed to be place, and you're right.
Silly girl.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Silverware? Oh, what? Knife?
Uh-huh.
Fork? Spoon?
Okay.
How's that not?
Oh, just fine.
I think I said it a little better than I can. Say what?
What's plural?
Plural? Knives.
Okay.
Forks?
Spoon? Okay, just need the plural for that. If the dishes are all dirty, you might say, sorry about that. It's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to
wash the dishes.
Clean some dishes, yes. I must
wash the dishes.
Okay, you can say it. After she washes the dishes, then she
dries the dishes.
No, before she dries them.
After she washes, rinses the dishes.
Really, you don't want soap all of them. And, what do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
Mm-hmm. And washing them?
Yeah.
Dishcloth.
Okay. And what do you call that?
The one that you dry them with?
Yeah.
We have a very good name. I guess it's through dish rag. Or either a dish towel or something. I call it dish rag.
Okay. Well, what do you call the small square of terrycloth that you used to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
Okay.
Washcloth.
Right, okay.
Oh, but I'm at home, I say, hey, me wash bag, so I'm at house. I say, may I have a washcloth, please?
Oh, that's good. All right, after bathing, what do you need to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Okay. What do you call at the water pipe of the kitchen, at the kitchen sink?
What do I turn on? The water pipe? Hot water? Cold water?
Okay, what's it called?
Food garbage disposal?
Yeah, water?
Okay, the faucet.
Okay, good.
You had to keep the sink.
It was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
Or if they got... if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
pop, burst.
Okay. People used to buy flour in a...
bag.
A big round
barrel.
Okay.
Flour barrel.
Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Can or a excuse me, what did they say? Not a barrel, but a
keg.
Okay. You heard the term spoon?
No.
Okay. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Bottle.
Okay. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when they're riding a buggy?
Whip.
Okay.
Kind of worry.
Yeah, really. When you bought fruit in a store, the grocer might put in a...
bag.
What?
Pardon?
Type of bag.
Plastic bag. Paint brown paper bag.
Yeah, go back 50 years. Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
People
that they interview are like, you know...
Heck, I've never seen a horse and carriage, you know? I mean, like, I guess the old man would know what it was.
They interview mostly, like, people born in 1910 and stuff like that.
Why do you mean?
Because you just...
I'm a contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, how was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
In a bag? Or, I don't really know.
It's usually considered cloth. And so the bag of corn. Like you have raisins, potatoes.
Corn stack.
Okay.
Like that?
Right. Okay.
You know, you said something a lot of good about flour being in a barrel. A lot of us told me about getting flour in big cloth bags.
Yeah, that's it.
They used to make a...
burlap bags?
No, they would... It's not burlap. It was just a regular cloth. You can't only make dresses and blouses out of them. They would buy a couple bags of flour, you know, try to get the same pattern.
That's
so then they'd get...